As it gained speed, faint and ghostly gravitational fingers began to clutch at him, and he drifted slowly toward the circular wall. Now he was standing, swaying back and forth gently like seaweed in the surge of the tide, on what had magically become a curving floor. The centrifugal force of the station's spin had taken hold of him. It was very feeble here, so near the axis, but would increase steadily as he moved outward. From the central transit chamber, he followed Miller down a curving stair. At first his weight was so slight that he had almost to force himself downward by holding onto the handrail. Not until he reached the passenger lounge, on the outer skin of the great revolving disc, had he acquired enough weight to move around almost normally.